In this bulletin, Australia surpasses 1,000 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin hospitalised. Former International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge remembered. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Australia has now recorded more than 1,000 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. There have been another four deaths in New South Wales, including an Indigenous man in Dubbo. Western New South Wales Local Health District Chief Executive Scott McLaughlin says the man had not been vaccinated.
Well, a very sad and sombre day today with the passing of a 50-year-old Aboriginal man in Dubbo Health Service. Our sincere sympathies and thoughts go out to the family, the friends and the broader Aboriginal community. Now, there couldn't be a more timely day to be focusing on vaccination. This gentleman was not vaccinated. We know that people will die if the vaccines don't get into arms.
The national toll is now 1,003 deaths. New South Wales has recorded 1,290 new cases of COVID-19. There are 840 COVID-19 patients in hospital, with 137 in intensive care, and 48 of those are requiring ventilation. New South Wales intensive care paramedic Joe Ibrahim is a frontline worker who's urging residents to get vaccinated.
When I joined this profession years ago now, I knew that it came with a level of risk to serve our community. For the very first time though, I'm now bringing this risk due to this contagious virus home to my wife and my beautiful boys. I know and take comfort in the fact that vaccinations break the chain of transmission. This truly does give me comfort. I stand here today asking you all to go and get vaccinated.
The Wesley Mission says some people living in Sydney's worst affected COVID-19 hotspots are requiring charitable support for the first time in their lives. Chief Executive, the Reverend Stu Cameron, says as the lockdown continues, more and more people are requiring assistance in Western and Southwest Sydney.
We're hearing stories of parents who are going without food themselves in order to put food on the table for the kids. People who are not turning on the heating because they can't afford the electricity bill. So, you know, people are finding themselves in these circumstances for the very first time, and that's profoundly challenging for them, both in terms of their day-to-day needs, but also on their mental health.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer has warned that the state is in a very challenging position with its outbreak. Professor Brett Sutton says there continues to be a high number of young people contracting the virus. Those cases include 170 children under the age of 9, 124 people aged between 10 and 19, and 167 people aged between 20 and 29.
More than three quarters under the age of 40. To have fewer than a quarter of cases over 40 years of age, that is the effect of vaccination. That is telling a really positive story. You know, in summary, we're in a very challenging position right now. We are hoping to see a trend, and maybe it's stabilising over the last few days with numbers not increasing exponentially. We are in a much, much better position than we might have been with exponential growth from the beginning of this outbreak.
Victoria recorded 73 new cases, with 52 linked to known outbreaks. There are now 805 active cases across the state. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin has been admitted to hospital after becoming unwell at his office. In a statement, the acting Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, says Mr. Gutwin was undergoing tests which to date have not identified any medical issues of concern. He's also confirmed that Mr. Gutwin would take a few days off to rest and recover, while an update on his health will be provided later this week. And in sport, Australia's Olympic fraternity is paying tribute to former International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge, who's died at the age of 79. He was a key figure in delivering Sydney's 2000 Olympics and helping to guarantee the survival of the Paralympic Games. As a mark of respect, the Olympic flag will be flown at half-mast for 5 days at Olympic House, the Olympic Museum, and at all IOC properties. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers easing and 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, a top of 20. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 21. Hobart, a shower or two and 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, sunny and 23. Sydney, similar and 20. Newcastle, sunny and 24. Brisbane, cloudy and warm, 28. Cairns, showers and 29. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.